game. All military personnel with a military ID get in for a buck along with their family members, so that'll be a lot of fun. And you also get to win a Budweiser prize package and qualify to win an awesome Budweiser refrigerator. That'll be the grand prize, as we call it in the business. And Matty T has the two interns putting their giant brains together and coming up with a very difficult yet certainly answerable question.
They're trying to figure out how to make coffee right now.
Well, their priorities
both
are certainly...
Both of the interns put together are trying to make one pot of coffee.
That's one cup of coffee.
You guys demanded fresh coffee.
Yeah, well, I can't drink the pot we have up here. I have to have my freshly made.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not into carrots.
Coffee is the opposite of wine. It's the opposite of wine. I want some fresh stuff.
I'm a coffee snob.
I am too.
You gotta
be, though. Life's too short for bad wine and bad coffee.
You know what? When it comes down to the nuts and bolts of coffee, yes, your ground beans are very important. Where you get them, very, very important. There's no doubt about it. But a lot of people don't realize what separates the experience is the water you use. Hmm. Many people are just very like, hey, haphazard, just whatever kind of water you can come up with.
I believe the phrase is water schmatter.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I like to say.
But water is important. Think about it.
Coffee beans are more important, though. It's called coffee. Fair enough.
But it's not watery.
Yeah.
If you're drinking water, the coffee beans don't matter.
True.
I'll drink water straight from a garden hose.
Well, yeah, that's awesome. That's right after you've done something real manly, like cut down a giant redwood
tree
with your bare hands. So we got that. Wednesdays with Wally. We've got Michael Felder calling in 11:30 to talk about God knows what in college football. Wally, I want to get your take on the SEC meetings last week. We've got McDonald's birthday trivia, and Patrick Press is coming in for Dads and Donuts. Thank you, Landis. Did Tyler pay attention? Did he take notes? Thank you. Okay, good.
Dads and Donuts thing?
Is it just Dads and Donuts or Dads and something else and Donuts?
I don't know where I got Donuts.
Dads and Dugouts.
Dads and Donuts.
What is wrong with you, Dads and Donuts?
I'm sorry.
Dads and Dugouts. Oh, my God. Look at... Dads and Dugouts.
This is also a Travs thing. I apologize. This is a Travs thing.
Because I saw the poster of this.
Sorry, I can't read. I can't read my own typing.
Sense to me.
You ever heard anybody say that? No, you've never heard that. I can't read my own typing. Oh, I'm an idiot.
A nurse takes their father to the game?
I don't think that's right.
No, okay. So I read the poster completely wrong because it looks like it's Nurses and Dad's Day.
I don't know.
Patrick, is the way I read the poster.
Patrick will join us. He will explain. Here's the deal. Some cool auction items are going to be part of this event, including, speaking of coffee beans, a Costa Rican condo. How do you do?
Best coffee in the world.
There you go.
Where do I buy my coffee from?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Online?
Actually, the Kroger's Costa Rica.
Well, I went down there and discovered it, and so I got on the mailing list, and they give you 15% off on your birthday, and I load up for the year.
That's nice. Autographed baseball by Nolan Ryan. Ever heard of him? And tickets to a post-concert meet and greet with Sheryl freaking Crow. Yes, the ex Lance Armstrong love.
Wait, where do I sign up?
I told you my Sheryl Crow story. She played at my college when I was in school, and she had on a very short skirt, and she told the folks in the front row early on, don't try looking up there. I'm not one of those nasty rock and roll chicks. I wear underwear.
Time out.
It's a Sheryl Crow story. What do you want from me?
She wore a short skirt.
I said short. You said short.
Okay,
yes.
Short skirt.
She wore a short skirt. It was above the knee.
And she said, nobody think about looking underneath there.
She said, yes, don't bother trying
to
look up there.
Who's she doing it for? Showing off her thighs, knees?
She looked pretty good.
Well, I'm just saying, it's kind of strange to me the way that...
She's a female rock and roll chick. What do you want her to wear?
I don't know. Something where she doesn't have
pants?
To warn people
to wear,
not to look
you
underneath
You want her to
wear,
like, grandma jeans?
I would.
Yeah, well...
They're always selling sex when they're performing.
Yeah, it's kind of not that I think anybody should do that. Mm-mm. It's just a strange thing to say. I would probably wear something so that nobody could even try if they really wanted
today to. Today we're bringing back Would You Rather Wednesday, partially because I don't have that many things that are interesting to me. Partially because it's I have a good question, and a question that's been on the lineup, Matty T, I think for no less than 3 weeks and yet to be asked. I think it's a good question.
Which is?
Well, it's a good thing that Wally is here, too. And it's good that Wally's, because Wally's a little more seasoned than us. He's in his late 40s. So,
I do have a radio age. It's a little more than that.
Yesterday, I spent one of the most glorious afternoons with my young son because he has such a an unjaded eye, and he doesn't have any responsibilities.
Took him back to Kroger?
No, we swam a little bit. We went and hit some golf balls. I mean, it was a really nice day.
I saw your field trip Sunday.
Kroger. Yeah, well, you were having more of a field trip than I was. They always just send me on my own normally, but I did have Maddox did tag along, which is surprising because normally he doesn't do that. So here's my Would You Rather Wednesday question. And Matty T, you're a little bit younger than us. Wally's slightly older than us. And Pat and I are about the same age. Sorry, Pat.
So we got every demographic covered.
Not quite. I mean, we'd have to bring Tommy Smith in to do that. But, I mean, you know what I mean. So, okay. Would you rather for the rest of your life... Now, I guess you have to sort of gauge it. Are the people around you going to continue to age? I suppose they would. But, I mean, would you rather for the rest of your life be 10, 20, 30, 40, or 50? The thing, here's the thing. I'll make a case for each of them quickly, and then you can answer as we go through the show today.
I got a couple of questions, so you got to qualify.
That's fine. Here's my quick thing. Ten years old,
cool question.
Basically, you get 3 to 4 months off a year because you get the long Christmas break. You get the summers off. You have no responsibilities whatsoever, okay, except to maybe clean your room and do a couple chores around the house. You don't have to have a job. Nobody expects you to bring in any income, okay? You get to eat crappy food and nobody really cares. I mean, yeah, your parents encourage you to eat some peas, but, I mean, they turn a blind eye. You can get away with eating chocolate bars and crap that we can't do. There is a lot of upside there. More so than the more I thought about it, the more I thought, man, being 10 would be awesome. And it seems like every year more responsibilities follow my plate, and the more I don't want them, and the more I think being 10 would be awesome.
And at 10, you never have to worry about bowel movements.
Right. Oh, you're going.
All right, let's just throw 10 out the window because nobody right now in this studio.
10.
Nobody no. in this studio yes. really thinks, yes. really would want to live the rest of their life at 10 years old.
I would.
There is no chance in the history of mankind that you would spend the rest of your life at 10 years old.
I would take 10 over the rest
of it. I don't want to be prepubescent.
I do. I want a high
pitch. There's certain things.
I want a high pitched voice. I want to not be thinking about sex. I want all the goodness of a 10-year-old boy.
No.
I'm going to move on.
Oh, that's gross.
I want to be a 10-year-old boy. No, I'm telling you, there is a lot of upside. I just made all the points why.
All you're worried about is your next Legos.
No, exactly. You can't do anything. You can't make your own decisions. You can't drive. You can't even get into a movie.
And knowing you'd still be getting a lot of spankings.
There has never been a period in history that has had more G and PG and PG-13 movies than
point?
Now.
What's your point?
I can see all the movies I want. There's plenty of movie options. But
you wouldn't have seen Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, but I don't care. I'd have been better off.
You'd have never seen Breaking Bad. You'd have never seen Game
Fine.
Of Thrones.
So what?
You'd have never seen The Godfather,
okay.
Scarface,
Great.
Goodfellas.
Actually, my father showed me Scarface when I was 10, so it's okay.
10? As a matter of fact, I think being 10 is probably child abuse in this country.
He could see the greatest movie ever over and over again.
Wizard of Oz?
Old Yeller.
Original Bad News Bears.
There you go. Let me move on. Otherwise, this will take all
okay,
day.
Okay, no 10.
You don't have to argue about it. I take 10. You can't tell me I don't want, 10.
Want 10.
I want it.
Hey,
I want it.
Hey, it was a friend. No 10.
Nobody cares what you think. You're not friends with me anymore.
No,
you're
10.
You're going to be 40 the rest of your life.
No, 10.
I'm going to be 10, so
He's
we can't be friends anymore.
He's not 40 now. He's not taking 40.
He's going
taking,
up.
I'll tell you what I'm
Let me just get through
30.
The list, and then
no
you can
brainer.
Pick. You you're can pick 30. After I make my case for each.
No, I don't want to. Let's
20.
Discuss.
He's taking 30.
20's up next.
30.
20, you're not quite legal yet to drink, although let's be honest, you're drinking as much as you like, except in a bar. You can still be in college, and nobody thinks you're a loser. You can date girls who are 18 and not be looked at as a creeper, but you can also date hot chicks at 25 and not be looked at as a weirdo.
So this isn't, when we say an age, we're not really going back in our life to that particular age.
No, you're whatever you want to gauge
Clean
it.
Slate.
Maybe you had a great 20.
Whatevs. Yeah, you
Maybe
can
you
go
had a great
way.
20, Wally.
Yeah.
You can go back to that.
I mean, you're not expected, you can still, here's the thing, good thing about being a 20. If you go to Vegas and you're 20, and you get out there and you get hammered drunk and you pass out and puke in the middle of Las Vegas Boulevard, it's cute and funny and we laugh about it the next day. Any other age on this list, you're either a 10-year-old in big trouble or a former child actor, or you're a total loser if you're 30 and up.
20 is no go.
20 is no responsibilities. You're physically able to do what you want. You can drive a car. You can do a lot of things.
Yeah, you can just drive a car. 20 is a no-go.
30, okay. I don't need you to disqualify them all.
Then what are you asking the questions for?
We got two more options.
I got three more. Can you wait till I get through? It's not just for you. It's the listeners. I have a lot more people that I want to hear from than just you.
I'm pretty sure the listeners are out there saying themselves, 10, no. 20, no. I am acting as if I'm riding down the road listening.
I'm going to turn your mic off if I have to.
Well, then do it,
because
then I'll leave.
Let me get through the list.
Just do it.
You can argue against or for when I'm done. Can I just make the case?
You want to make the case. But you jumped in and said
yeah, he wants
to
make his case, and no one else can say anything back to
him. I'm going to make the case for all five, and then you can decide and shoot down which ones you don't like. Apparently, we're going to go on a five-day run of you interrupting everything.
By that time, what do you want to go back to 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, after you've already made the case for all?
Pat's objection is overruled. Go ahead.
30. Obvious. Do I need to say any more? 30, you're obviously legal. The only thing is, again, you've got some serious set of responsibilities. You've sort of expected to be into a career by then, and you're starting to develop your adult life.
And when you go to your class reunion, you lie.
But again, you have a lot of responsibility. If you drink too much and puke on Las Vegas Boulevard, not a good thing. I'm sorry, you bored. You know what?
Can I
forget
say
the
something?
Whole thing. No, forget it. You
can
know,
I
we'll
say
move on.
Something?
Let's take a break. We'll take a timeout. Pat's not interested in this.
That's why I'm discussing it.
Okay, it's okay. We'll do it. We'll do it some other day.
That's why I'm discussing it. Well, what are we supposed to be doing with it?
If we're talking about the NBA, we wouldn't be talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
If I wasn't interested, I would be doing something else.
Okay, you're right. My bad. Okay, we'll be back. It's 10:20.